Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman, a marriage coach for women in business. And my mission is to bring God's presence into your life, into your marriage, and into your business. Let's get started. And we are live. Welcome everyone to the Connected for Real podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about my experience in the swimathon Swim for Sadhana and all the business lessons that I pulled out of it, because there were a ton. And first of all, if you're watching this, here is my medal. I'm so proud of myself. I did it. Yay! So if you didn't hear about this, basically, it's the 13th year. This is the 13th year that the swimathon is happening. It's women only. And this year was 560 women. And I was one of them. And the most beautiful thing is that it's not just a swimathon so that every woman, you know, all the women get together and they have this experience and it's beautiful and it's amazing and it feels like a real big accomplishment, but also there is an added value of raising money for a community of people with special needs. So it's a community of an integration and, you know, regular families and special needs adults and children all live there. And it's so beautiful. I went to visit and I was blown away by the nature, the beauty around there, the hominess, the feeling of inclusive, like it's just all the things. That place is magic. And if you have a chance to go and visit Gvaot, it's in the Gush outside of Jerusalem, I highly recommend you go do that. Okay. So each one of us had to raise 2,500 shekels, which is about 600 and something dollars. It was scary because I didn't know where I was going to do that. I'm not a fundraiser. I don't know how to do this. You know, these are all the thoughts you have. And thank God the day before the swim, I made it to my goal. And then by the time I got in the water, I totally surpassed it. So I am so grateful. There were a lot of people who donated anonymously, so I have no way of thanking you but to say thank you right here. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It makes me feel so loved, and I am going to tell you also all the things I learned about there, about, you know, from the fundraising part. But let's talk about the swim, okay? I heard about it from my doula a couple of years ago and just heard that she did it. I thought, oh my gosh, crazy people, who does that? You know, I did not think I am one of those people. I thought you had to be a certain league, you know, of awesomeness to be up there, but here I am. So I don't know, maybe I grew a little. But then last year, at the exact same time as now, I heard from a woman who came out, you know, I just did it. It was amazing. You have to do it next year. And I thought, not my thing. No, thanks. And right next to me was my teacher who taught me how to swim again, because I learned when I was in first grade. And, you know, I didn't really feel confident about how much I knew to swim. And I didn't put my head in the water. And I wasn't sure if I could even get to the other side of the wall. Like, I knew how to swim, quote unquote, like a little kid, but not really. And so like 10 years ago, she taught me how to swim. And ever since then, I've been swimming, you know, in the backyard pools and things like that, but never really in a big pool. And she was right next to me when we heard about this. And she said, you have to do it. We're doing it together. And she never did it. I never did it. So that was like, are you sure? This is crazy. Not sure. And the whole year, she just kept reminding me, we're doing this. We're doing this. The second they have that sign up sheet, we're going. So, you know, slowly I started getting used to the idea. I will tell you, the thing that really pushed me over the edge was reading the book, We Should All Be Millionaires. And one of the things that Rachel Rogers says in that book is, if you want to really up-level your business, you should take on something athletic. And I was like, what? What does that have to do with anything? And she explains in her book that basically doing something like a marathon or, you know, swimming or whatever, like anything that pushes your body to its limit is going to teach you about the dedication, the determination, how to reach the other side, how to, you know, stay consistent, how to not give up, all the things you need for business. And I thought, that's really interesting. I never thought of myself as a sportist, like a person who is athletic. It's not my identity, you know? So I didn't really think of myself as that. And when I read that, it started to sort of fit in with the swim. And when the sign up link came out and they said, anybody who signs up before Passover is going to get, you know, 50 shekels off. And I thought, okay, if I'm signing up, I'm for sure getting the discount. I'm not going to be a last minute person. I want to know if I'm doing it, I'm doing it. And I called my friend who is my teacher and I said, are we doing it? And she's like, yeah, we're doing it. And you're doing it. I'm like, but I don't think I can. And her confidence in me was what made me confident in myself. So I just want you to know, lesson number one in business is if you're not fully confident in yourself, find someone who is confident in you and borrow their confidence, okay? Because it works and it's amazing. So anyway, she said I can do it. So I went for it and I did it. I have a different video I did. You could go look in the archives of YouTube or in the podcast of the whole story of how I decided to sign up and all the process around that, getting through, you know, getting over the hurdle of making a decision and knowing how to not start something if it's not the right thing. And if it is the right thing, then going all in. And so, okay, that was, you know, it's a long story that you can go back and listen, but it was definitely a process to make this decision. But once I was in. And the first practice was going to be the day after Passover. It was a Friday morning and I called up the night before and I said, are we going to practice? And she said, wow, you're good. Yes, let's go. We're meeting at 7:30. And I thought to myself, 7:30? My kids aren't out by 7:30. How am I going to get this to work? Oh, it's never going to work. I'm never going to be able to go to practice because it's too early for me. And all these women who are going to practice are all like, you know, their kids all grew up and I'm just not at the stage, you know, of doing these things. Like that was the first thought, was like, who am I kidding? I have little kids, you know, all these thoughts were coming into my head. And I spoke to my husband. I said, you know, do you think that you can help me get out at 7:30? Because it's really important for me to go and practice. And he was so sweet and he really took over and like, yeah, sure. No problem. And the kids all helped. And I got out at 7:30 and in the car, I was petrified. This is the first time I'm going to a real pool that's like 25 meters across and it has lanes, you know, the whole thing. And my mindset was, I am going, this is already an accomplishment. I'm not pushing too much pressure on myself. I'm just going to go and see how many laps I can do. And I went in, I got in the water. I was like, okay, you know, first lap, and I do one lap and I come back, you know, one, two, and I'm like, huffing, puffing, exhausted. I'm like, I cannot do this. There's no way I'm doing anything past two laps. Like, what is going on? My body is not capable. And I told my teacher that when she came back from her lap, I stopped her and I said, please tell me what to do because I'm not doing it. I can't do it. And she said, you have to relax. There is no pressure. There is no time, you know, part to this. Nobody is counting how fast you do it or how strong you do it. It's just about doing it. Take a deep breath, relax into it. You'll get it. You're good into it. The first six laps, like, you know, I did one and back and another one and back. That was the first, like, you know, I eventually started counting them as two, like one way and then another way. Those were the hardest. I thought, there is no way we can do this. There is no way I'm going to do 80 of these. Like, no way. But after the first 10, it started to flow. And I made it to 40. And I was like, wow, I did half what I need to do, right? Because the swim I signed up for was 2 kilometers. There was also a 4-kilometer option, but I was not there. I signed up for 2 kilometers. And I just did 1 kilometer in the pool. So my starting point was already so good. And I was so proud of myself. In the car, I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. This is good. I'm getting somewhere. I felt really accomplished. So that was really good. When we got into the water, you guys, I'm going to like fast forward to the actual event because it's so powerful. When we got into the water, nothing can prepare you for that. Nothing. I don't care how many times you went to the big pool. I don't care how many times you did 2 kilometers in the big pool. There is nothing that can prepare you for the moment you are in the water and you look down. Oh, this made a noise. Here we go. You look down into the water and there is no end. There is no bottom. All you see is green. And it's not because the water is dirty, because when I put my hand in front of me, it's gorgeous, gorgeous, clear water. And it tasted good. It was just the most perfect water. But you look down and there is no end. And you look back up, you're like, okay. And whoa. Whoa, I'm telling you, the first thing that went in my head, nothing can prepare you for this moment. And the only thing that can is the mindset. Any mindset work I did before the swim was the only thing that held me going. The first thing was everybody who I spoke to, I said, how do you get over like the first moment? They said, get on your back and just take a deep breath, relax. You are held. The water is holding you. And I did that and it helped. Right? It's like you're not in fight or flight, you're just held. And that was amazing. So that was step number one is when you get into the arena, when you get into the water, when you get into the business, you make a decision and you start something and you're like, oh my gosh, this is way over my head. Just relax. Let God hold you, let the water hold you, right? Let yourself be held. And understand, like physically and mentally, understand that you are not in control. There is no way you can be in control right now. There is no control. There is just this like release of, oh, I'm here and I'm held and everything's okay. And then from there, I kept going. So I started swimming and it was a muggy day. It was cloudy. There was a lot of waves. And they were very like shallow waves. They were small, but you felt there was a current against you. So I'm swimming. I start swimming and I pick myself up. There was a little balloon thing that was swimming with us. So I held it and I was like, I am not getting anywhere. I am not moving. Like I am moving my arms and legs. I am doing the swim, but then I'm not moving. That's what it felt like. It felt like the current was working against me. And I felt like I wasn't going anywhere. So I looked to the side and I said to the lady next to me, I'm not moving. And she said to me, look behind you. And I look back and I realize, yeah, we're not where we started. Like I am definitely moving. And that was lesson number two. Use the people around you to help you, support you, to turn to, because they see things you don't see. You are so in your head telling yourself, I'm not going anywhere, that you cannot think of looking back and actually seeing you're not at the shore anymore. So, definitely also in business, surround yourself with people who are going to be there for you, who are going to tell you you're doing so well and look how far you've come. This is something really, really important that I felt and see in my work and in my business all the time. So, that's lesson number two. Is you use the people who are there with you as support and cheerleaders and supporters and just the community. By the way, the Swim for Sedna community is something that is worthwhile. It really is. I think that out of all the things I won from this experience is the people I met and the environment I put myself in. It is a different league of people. And I am so grateful to be a part of that. So, so grateful. I cannot explain to you what it means. I think you have to just live it. By the way, that's one of the lessons also. And I could say this right now. If you were not there, you can't get it. Like, there is no way to explain to you the intensity of the experience. At the end, I'm going to skip because I already came to this lesson. So I'm going to tell it to you right now. I came home to my husband who was holding down the fort here. He made Shabbos. He cooked everything. He watched the kids. He took care of everything. I left overnight and everything was taken care of. I am so, so grateful. I came home to him and I'm telling him all these things. And I see like there is a disconnect in the things I'm saying and the way that he's receiving it because he has no way of imagining it. Like he wasn't there, right? Like he does not feel the energy. He has no measurements of the giganticism of this thing. Like there's just there is no way. Okay, so again, lessons in business. You are all in your business and you're with your people and you're in a mastermind or you're whatever. Like you have people around you and you're in a business and you're building and you're doing and you're obsessing over things, and then you go and talk to someone who is not. And you try to explain to them the basic things or like how things work or what you're into or what's going on in your life. And you see that there's just like this, hello, I don't think you understand. And I want you to realize that it's not personal. It's not because they don't want to understand, but it's because when you are in something this big, when you are surrounded with the people and you're in the experience, to then walk out of that experience and try to convey it to someone who has never experienced it is not going to work. Yes, it did connect me to my husband in other ways. I told him how I felt and what I'm going through on an inner level. I was very grateful and I thanked him a lot. So I do feel I connected to my husband on an emotional level, on a connective level, but on a cognitive level of this is what I went through. I don't think he'll ever understand until he will finally see it for himself. If one day he decides to come and actually experience the supper before and the breakfast after and like the community and the noise and the people and the hugs and the, oh, it's just so much. You can't describe it, right? There's like something about it. So, okay, that was lesson number something in the future, but we could call it lesson number three. Okay. Then, okay, we're in the water. And once that happened, where I was like, I'm not getting anywhere, I'm not getting anywhere. And she said, look back, you are getting somewhere. I realized, oh, this is all a mind game. This is not about my physical ability. Because I know I can do 2 kilometers in the pool. I've done it. I started Pesach and Passover, and I went for over 50 days, right? Something like 56 days of practice. I didn't practice every day. I practiced twice a week for the last almost 2 months. And I know I can do it physically, but my brain is playing tricks on me. And that's when I realized lesson number four in business, your brain is playing tricks on you. It is made to protect you. It is going to do whatever it takes to make you stop doing this crazy thing that feels dangerous and out of comfort zone. And so you're working against your brain. And then I realized, wait, I need to work with my brain. Like, I need to start saying positive things. I need to not say we're going the wrong direction or we're not going the right, or we're not moving. I'm not doing anything. I don't know what's going on, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, I gotta think on purpose. I gotta speak on purpose. I'm going to be a lot more intentional because I realized in that moment that it's all about the mindset. And I know this from business. And in business, we're working on mindset all the time because the mindset is the most important thing. So that's exactly what it was like. It was just like the understanding, that aha moment, that it's all about the mindset. Okay. And then I'll tell you all the things that I was thinking because I made a list about them. I feel like I'm not moving. That was the first one. I'm just not moving. I'm not moving. And every time I felt this way, it didn't go away. I'm doing the swim. I'm doing the swim. And I had to keep looking at things to make sure, oh, yeah, that's the raft I just passed. Okay. So I am moving. Okay, where's the next raft? Okay, I'm going to go there. And then I reach the raft and I'm like, okay, listen, if I reach the raft, it must be I'm moving. I had to find evidence all the time that I am moving because it feels like you're not. Because, today I was talking to Sarah Karras, who does running. And she said when she ran something that was very flat, she felt like she could see where she's going, but she's never getting closer. And that's how it felt because the Kinneret is also very flat. And so you see the other side somewhere far there, far where, ahead of you, but you don't feel like you're moving because you're so far away and the thing is just, you know, an illusion. So I constantly had to find evidence. I would pass, I would say hi to someone, you know, memorize their face and then swim and then look back to make sure that I actually passed her. Because I was sure, like if I didn't look back, I could have sworn that I'm still in the same place. That's how much it feels real. It's like your body, your brain, it just doesn't compute. Okay, so I feel like I'm not moving. I'm not getting anywhere. I'll never make it. And then I started questioning myself. What was I thinking, right? And am I going the right direction? I saw one lady, because of the way that the waves were going, she started going and she wasn't looking up. She just kept moving, right? And like with the time, she just sort of started like, you know, veering. And eventually she veered so much that she circled back and started going the wrong direction. And the guy in the canoe went to her to make sure to stop her and tell her she's going the wrong way, which was very sweet of him. There was a lot of security, a lot of, you know, police and lifeguards. There was just a ton of motorboats and police boats, like everyone all around. There was like guys standing on their, you know, canoe things. And then there was guys sitting on bigger canoes. And then there was the motorboats. There was a ton of security. Okay. So, but just seeing that, seeing a lady going the wrong way, I kept saying to myself, that's me. That's me. I'm for sure going the wrong way. So I just kept looking up. I didn't have that confidence in myself. Like in the pool, you have a line. You just follow the line and you're just moving and you follow the line. By the way, one of the things I did to prepare myself in the pool was I closed my eyes when I was underwater and I opened my eyes when I was out of water. And then I used my imagination. Oh, there's a noise. Let's see. I think I can do this. Okay, great. And then I used my imagination to see the mountains around me. So, and this, by the way, is another lesson. Use your imagination to your advantage. In preparing for this, I imagined all the time how I'm going to start, how I'm going to keep going, how I'm going to finish, how I'm going to stop right before I finish, and I'm going to just lay there on the raft and enjoy everything. I imagined how when I'm doing the swim, I'm turning my head and I'm taking a moment to take in the beauty. You know, my main thing was I'm going to enjoy every moment. I'm not going to let this be about getting to the end. And the beauty is, by the way, this is lesson number, I don't know if you're keeping track, maybe 5. That preparation, the mind preparation, the visualization, everything went exactly how I envisioned it. Exactly. When I did the swimming, I looked to the sides. I took, you know, time to look at all the beautiful, you know, scenery. I looked up at the sky. It was gray, but the lady next to me said, "Don't worry. All the other years it's been blue. So if you come back next year, it's probably going to be beautiful." But I was like, "You know what? A gray sky is beautiful too." And I'm just enjoying every single moment. And I also imagined myself going just for the next goal, just to the next raft. And then the next raft, I didn't think of it as like one gigantic thing. I kept going from one baby step to the next, same thing. And then again, at the last raft, before we got to the end, I climbed onto the raft. I put myself on my back with my knees up and I was like, "Ah, I made it." I don't want it to end without taking a moment to really just celebrate the fact that I'm doing this, the fact that I am in here on the Kinneret, the Sea of Galilee. Like, I am here and I'm looking around and I love it. And it just felt so serene. It was so beautiful. And then the nicest thing happened. This lady came and joined me. I was like, "Can I hold on? I'm getting a little tired." We started a whole conversation. And so in the water, we're having such a wonderful conversation for like 15 minutes. And I was like, "Okay, I think I'm getting cold. I'm going to go finish up." And so we both decided we're going to swim it. And we made it to the end. And it really was every step of the way was exactly how I imagined it because I was intentional about it. Let's see, you explain it so well. I experienced the same feeling and fears. And after about 15 minutes, I remembered that the techniques I planned to swim with, it was amazing once I stopped zigzags. Yes, yes. And by the way, everybody agreed that it was a zigzaggy year. Like it was this weird, the waves, the way the water was going, you kept like realigning yourself, right? Like you did a little, you look up, you're like, oh, okay. And then you go this way and like, oh, okay. Now I just adjust. And then I made real progress and got into my groove. Yes. It took a while to get into the groove. And I think that's important to know ahead of time. So yeah, thank you for sharing that, Gila. Oh, so nice. Wasn't it amazing? Okay. Now, another thing that happened is that I found myself in the gap. You know how when you're going on a field trip and the teacher's like, close the gap. And she wants everyone to sort of like stay together. And I found myself in the gap and I'm thinking, close the gap, people. Why is there so many people ahead of me, so many people behind me, and nobody in like anywhere near me? And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna catch up. So I start catching up and I realize there's no way I'm gonna catch up. And those people are not catching up fast enough. Like, why am I in the gap? And I kept thinking, why am I in the gap? And then it hit me that I probably am not the only one in the gap. Every single person feels like that because we are in this very flat surface. It looks like everyone ahead of you is squished together in one, you know, joint mush, but really we all have space between each other. It's just that visually the space gets shorter. So once I realized that, I was like, oh, okay. So it's okay to be in the gap. It was my first year and of many to follow, I hope. Yes, it was also my first year and a lot of people's first year, which I was really impressed with. I also loved seeing the people who were like, this is my 10th year. This is my 13th year. You know, it was really fun. It was really fun to see people who were coming. Also, people who come specially for this, people from America, people from Australia, from New Jersey, like, wow, wow. I'm so impressed with you guys. I loved it. It was so beautiful. So realizing that everybody is in the gap. Yeah. And also in business, by the way. So this is all about business and I'm going to focus it on here. When you think I'm in the gap, like people are way ahead of me, people are way behind me, and I can't find people who are on my level, that's because everybody is feeling that. It's just that it looks like everybody ahead of you is all in one mush because they're so far away, right? It's so exact. This experience of physically being in the water and feeling like you're in the gap is exactly how it feels when you're in business. You are always going to feel like you're in the gap. And that brings us to the next level. You're always going to feel like I'm not in the right place. Like I should be there. Why am I here? I should be there already. This is a total thing that happens in business and I feel it all the time. And so I just wanted to make you very aware that it's normal. We always have these thoughts. Our brain is going to feed us this idea of like, I should be farther along than I am. I am not supposed to be this behind. And you get to think on purpose and say, I'm exactly where I need to be. And I'm going to get there when I'm ready, right? I will get there. It's not going anywhere. So the thinking on purpose and the mindset is so key. So, so key. What else? There is no way I'll catch up. Another thought that was going through my mind. And then when I stopped thinking I need to catch up and just let myself go in my own speed, that was so much easier. So, you know, if you're having any of these thoughts in business, just know that they're normal. It's your brain's default setting for protecting yourself. And you get to override that by thinking on purpose. I'm on the right track. I'm exactly where I need to be. God is holding me, right? It's not in my control. All I can do is do my part. And I will get there. And another thing is realizing that the end result is inevitable. Like it is inevitable for me to reach the end. And there is absolutely no point of quitting and going backwards. Obviously, it's going to take me just as long. And there is no way of just quitting altogether because there's nowhere to go. Like I'm going in that direction. I'll eventually reach it. So same thing with business. If you are in business and you keep going and you keep moving forward and you keep putting yourself in the right circles and with the right people and with the right guides and taking action, you will eventually get there, right? Like, don't be so hard on yourself. It's okay. And the last thing was, I was feeling like I was alone. Like, I'm the only one in this. I'm alone. There's no, like, I don't have anybody. It was so beautiful. There were, by the way, the youngest person there was, I think, 10 or 11, maybe 9. And there was a bunch of youngsters, like 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, who were all swimming together. And, you know, mother, daughter, or two sisters, or two friends. It was so inspirational. So inspirational. They were so diligent. They did their work. They weren't lazy. You know, they weren't stopping. They just kept going, and they went in their own speed. They didn't look around. They didn't get distracted. And I kept seeing them because we were going pretty much the same speed. And like, they passed me, I passed them. I was inspired. I was so inspired by the sheer focus that they had. And I think because of their age, they were more prepared in a way. They knew, and also I was saying about being alone, they were together as a team, and a lot of people were, like, you know, sort of teams or buddies system. And I couldn't find my buddy because she went ahead and she was waiting for me at the front and I was waiting for her in the back. And then when they counted down and started, she went ahead and I couldn't find her. So I just kept going. And so I ended up being sort of alone in the water, and the whole time just me and my thoughts and me and myself and me and my, you know, trying to keep going. And I thought, I also camped alone, and I'm in this water alone. Like, I'm never alone in real life. Like, I have 7 kids and I'm married and I have my parents and my siblings and my friends, and I'm always with someone. I never go to anything alone. I'm always like, oh, there's an event. Who wants to come with me? And I always get someone to come with me because I'm just that person who's never alone. So that aloneness was very refreshing, but it was also very surprising. Like, it was a thing that I recognized, like, oh, I'm doing this alone. So at first I was like feeling alone. And then intentionally, I was like, I am excited about being alone. I'm excited about doing this by myself. It shows me that I can do things that, you know, I am self-motivated. I'm not using other people as crutches, or I'm not using other people as support. Like, yeah, you just pull me along. I'll come. And also I kept reminding myself, I'm not alone. Like, look at how many people sponsored me. They're in this with me. Right. And this whole thing I told you was a fundraiser for adults with special needs. A lot of the special needs kids and adults swam. So that was really inspirational too. Just seeing that we're all in this together. Again, metaphorically, it was just gigantic. It blows my mind. And I reached my goal on the last day, and I surpassed my goal, and I felt so overwhelmed by the love and support and emotions that come with that. So I kept reminding myself, I'm not alone. Everybody's here with me. I'm gonna do it, and we're all doing it together. So that was really beautiful. Other things I want to talk about, I have only 2 minutes left because I have a meeting soon. So I'll wrap it up, but then if you guys want more, you'll just let me know, and I'll give you, I have another whole list of things, lessons that I wanted to speak about. A lot of people spoke about this after the fact as a birth experience. Like, once they got to the shore, it was like, whoa. And it just, you know, I'm exhausted. So much adrenaline, I can't sleep. The mood swings, like in the last 24, 48 hours, the feedback I'm getting is like, I feel like I just had a baby. I'm exhausted. I just want to be served. I don't want to get up. I'm dehydrated. Like, I just need somebody to give me a drink of, like, lemon water. Like, all these echoed thoughts. Like I was having, you know, exhaustion yesterday. Like really my body was just like, I don't want to do anything. And I hear from other people, like I couldn't sleep, or I had to sleep, but I couldn't sleep because of the adrenaline. So a lot of people said, like birth, do you get that also after birth? So I thought, isn't it interesting that like this big accomplishment felt like a little bit of like a mini birth, you know? And I'm trying to think of like the metaphor of that is just really, really deep. A lot of people were just elated. Like there was light coming out of their face. Like, wow, I did it, which was really cool. And I think it brings me down to like the last lesson for today, which is when I got to the end, I felt like it was no big deal. And that disappointed me. It was like, oh, okay. Oh yeah, I did it. But like, it probably wasn't anything. That feeling, that like minimized feeling, I knew that it was, again, very similar to the way I feel when I reach a goal in business. Like I'm going all in and I want to get a new client and I do and I think and I blah, 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 and I do all the things. And when I get there, it's like, oh yeah, no big deal. So I got a new client, big deal. And you don't give space to that accomplishment. You just sort of minimize everything you've just done and be like, okay, whatever, next. And this entire last 2 days have been me creating space, like pulling apart that space to create space for the accomplishment, to create space for celebrating, for being proud of myself, for letting people congratulate me. Like at first I was like, oh, big deal. No, stop. Come on. Oh, whatever. And it's like, no. It's really not okay. It's not okay that I'm doing this for myself. And I think that out of all the things that I wrote down that I haven't spoke about yet, I think feeling it's not a big deal, feeling like, oh, whatever, the accomplishment isn't, you know, I didn't feel it. I disappointed myself. I was like, I know in my head, this is a big accomplishment. I worked so hard to get here. Why am I not letting myself celebrate? Why am I not letting myself just like, woohoo, right? Like what happened? And so I went out of my way to like send messages to people and say, I made it. I'm here. It's like, you know, wow. Also, I'm wearing my, what's it called? The medal. I'm wearing the medal today because my friend said for a whole day, you'll have to wear the medal, because it's these intentional things that you do that will make a difference in how you feel about it in the long run, right? And how you celebrate yourself for doing them. And I want you to be intentional about that in business and in life. And again, the last lesson is you cannot describe the intensity. The amazingness, the power of being all together like that, 560 women in the water all at once is just gigantic. And I suggest you join or at least come watch for next year, because there is no way to explain it in words. And you just have to come and join. Now, for all of you who don't know what I do, I'm a marriage coach for women in business, and I am a business coach and a marriage coach all in one. I have a mastermind. I have courses. I have classes. You can come join me at connectedforreal.com, and you can listen to this podcast and other podcasts at the Connected for Real podcast. Connected for Real is not any numbers. It's just all letters, Connected for Real. And I look forward to sharing more in the future. We will be back next time, probably with an interview, because we haven't had that in a while. So stay tuned. Love you. And that's it. Thank you for listening to the very end. I would love if you can leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Those are things that tell the algorithm this is a good podcast, and make sure to suggest it to others. Wouldn't it be amazing if more people became more connected for real? And now take a moment and think of someone who might benefit from this episode. Can you share it with them? I am Revetzin Batren Grossman from connectedforreal.com. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, you can be connected for real.